Hello everyone, this is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com in the My Rights versus Your Rights thread, which has really turned into a great thread. I tell you, it's times like these when I really wish women ruled the world. Because through this talk, and you know, the fact that we've pushed through it instead of getting mad and pulling back, the fact that we keep coming back to it, And we really have a drive and a desire to understand the issue, I think has really helped, in my case anyway, to get a new understanding of this issue. And because I've always felt differently about it. I've always been kind of snippy about it. If you read some of my posts on the issue. But because I keep coming back and you guys are willing, you, my sisters here, are willing to talk about it some more and really say what you feel and really what's going on in your feelings, in your heart, and, you know, express yourself so well that I have really gotten a new understanding of it. And I just want to thank my sisters for helping me to really get this. And then secondly, Relentless, as regards your respect for others, your level of respect for others and trying to be politically correct actually causing this feeling of stepping on your rights, that is a really great insight, and I think it's really right on. You know, you want to be respectful of others. You don't want to hurt other people's feelings. You don't want to do the wrong thing. And the amount of political correctness in the world is kind of dictating this to you and saying this is really the way you should be to get along with people. And I don't want to make this a explicit podcast, or I would say what I say to that kind of thing. Forget about it, okay? Forget about that is what I would say. I believe in personal responsibility. And part of that, to me, is taking responsibility for my feelings, including my feelings of feeling offended. So, you know, when I'm going through my life, as Sophronia said, and, you know, you're going to get offended. It's true. When I get offended, I realize at the time that it's me. You know, people are just being people, just being who they are. It's my own responsibility that I'm having this reaction to what people say or whatever. So, you know, I take responsibility for being offended. And I'm rarely offended anymore since I started doing that. But part of my goal of total personal responsibility is holding other people also able to handle and take responsibility for their feelings, including their feelings of being offended. So this holiday season, as I was going about my life and, you know, say Merry Christmas to somebody, I know my intent. My intent was not to rub anything in. My intent is not to be snotty or nasty. My intent was to wish someone well. And, you know, once I did that, I was gone. I don't hang around to see if they're offended. I don't even think, are you going to be offended by this? I don't even consider that. And it's not because I don't respect people. It's because I have no intention to offend. And if they get offended, that is their, they can hold that. That is their feeling, and they can handle it. You know, so maybe people did get offended as I was going about this season, but I would have never known it unless they just came right out and told me. And I would never hold back saying something like Merry Christmas. That's a wish of good feeling of joy and everything. And it would be silly because somebody has put this label on it that it means something bad for me to hold it back. So anyway, I just wanted to put that little part in there about personal responsibility and being offended. You know, I own it if I'm offended, and so do they, and I hold them able. And then finally, mind your own business. Instead of BYOB, it's MYOB, and I'm going to put it in my signature. So, thanks again. I hope to hear more from, How Much Is the Doggy Too, and other people. I just love this conversation. Women rule. Here is an excellent opportunity to talk about this, taking offense. I just said women rule. Now, to some people out there, let's say a man is out there and heard that, he might perceive me saying women rule as meaning men suck. And perception is added meaning. When I perceive something, that means I take my own meaning and add to it. So if a man out there heard women rule and added to that men suck, he might take offense at what I said. But it's only because he perceived it in his own way. Or in other words, he added meaning to it. Because saying women rule, that's a cool thing to say, because they do. I mean, women are cool. Women have their own special coolness about them. And that's all I'm meaning to say. I'm not meaning to say anything about men. So anyway, no offense. Thanks for listening.